talking about the Mishnah, right? You get more of a Mishnah. Be'elu min halachas Shomer Baliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goran. These halachas, what the Morrison say is that Be'elu was referencing back to what we said before, that these were from the halachas which were said in the Aliyah of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goran. Sh'olo le'bakre, they went to visit him. V'nimnu, and they came to account. V'rabu v'shama al-Beisilu, and that day there was more members of Beishama there than Beisilu, but they came to account. V'yuchas d'orm gozu b'b'yam, and they were gozer 18 halachas that day, and the halachas that we said before of Enkur and Rinpurl and Loraner are two of those halachas. Then the v'rabu zakrashi, they came to account, and Beishamai was the majority. Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef. So Abayla asked his Rebbe Rav Yosef, Eilu Tzanan, Oivir Eilu Tzanan. So, is it Eilu or is it Ve'elu? How do we understand that? Ve'elu Tzanan means Hanida Morin, and these were, like it's referencing back to what we said, these are the being of the member of the command that we intend to say further. Which one is it? So Toshma, as you see, Bottom of Brisa, which says, Ein Perlon Lor Haner, Vein Karan Lor Haner, Velum in Halachis, Shomru Balias, Chananya Menchiskim and Goran. So these were from those Halachis, Shomino, Velo Tanan, Shomino. Zogt Rashi, Chagrasinan ve'elu tanan, Hani Zamorin, is Elu referring back to the ones that we said? Adiba Elu tanan, Hani Dibinan Lemer Lekamon, the ones which we're intending to say. Ve'elu, the Vav, makes it Koya Dalil, referencing back to what we said before, Lo Yafalis Kelo, Velik Loraner. We mentioned before you can't use the Urinir for the being Mephala Caleb or Kriya. Ve'elim in halachas, and these are from those halachas. Adilma Elu Tanan, Bekoy Lekamon, I ain't Sharon Diyo. It's referring to what we're going to be saying later on. Toshma, Da'atarti Kamaisi, Koy, it's going back on the two original halachas. Ava Enoch, Lav, Mishon, Oser, Dover, Nino. So Rashi adds a connection which we didn't see in the Gemara, and the point we're saying is with the Mishnayos, which will be later on in the Perek, are not from the Yuchas Dover. The Gemara refers to the Morrison explain what the 18 Gzeris were.
Sorry, Enoch, or which ones?
The further ones, which we're going to be saying later on in the Perek. Enoch means the other ones, right? And these. These you're referring to means the later Mishnayos. Tana Rabbanan, so we're going to talk a little bit about Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goran, and then we'll talk about the Yirchas Dover. So, Mikos of Megillas Tainus, who wrote Megillas Tainus, which is a list of all of the days that Kaisel was in a situation of Tzara, and was saved from it, and therefore it's a day which you may not fast. Amu, they say, Chananya ben Chizkiya v'siyatoi. It was written by Chananya ben Chizkiya and his helpers. Shemechavim is a tzoris. They appreciated the tzoris. Rashi says that they were able to relate to the geula from the tzoris, that Rashi learns. The Mashal says she really was stressing the wrong part of the Mechav of the Tzoris, the Mechav of the Gula from the Tzoris. That's what Rashi learned. They appreciated the Gula from the Tzoris. So Amr Shun Gamliel, Afanam Mechav is a Tzoris. Okay, you know, it's telling me that they who appreciated them wrote Megillas Tainus. We haven't added anything to Megillas Tainus. So the days that they were Gula, they made it as a Yom Tov. We also appreciate that. the tzoros are constant, and Baruch Hashem, the gulas of them are constant, but our situation, we won't be able to make a list of all the days. Dabra Acher, or a different way to explain why we don't add any more days to Megillas Titus, is because Ein Shoyta Nifka. Nothing bad happens to a fool, because he's too foolish to understand what bad is. We do. We had him Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, the Moraz of Shalom, the Megillas Titus is butler, not. We passed the Megillas Titus is butler, except for Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah. Dabra Acher, in Boser Hameis, Margish Be'izmo. Or a different muscle to explain is that the flesh of a dead person doesn't notice that it's being cut. We're so numb, we don't notice what's happening to us. Okay. Some more now challenges that mushal. Any, is that true? V'amar Rav Yitzchok, kosher rima lemeis kemachet b'boser hachai. That the mace is margish when a worm moves through it, like it's as painful for the mace as it is a needle sticking into the skin of a chai. Shenemar ach besoro elov yichob benafshoy elov te'aval. So he has the pain over what's happening to him. I think the pasuk actually mentions something about a rima over there. So you see that it is margish. Now, there's some unfortunate learn. I understand that the physical body has no pain, but the neshama comes along and it sees what's happening to the body. That's painful. It sees its body, which was its place where it dwelled, is has worms crawling through it, and it's terribly painful. And the problem with epshah, which seemed to make sense to us, is then the Morse kasha doesn't make any sense. But an ismal but gets cut into it, that doesn't bother it. I mean, the mashal was that the dead flesh doesn't feel anything. That's still true. It's apparently, it sounds like that there's an actual pain in the body of the mace itself. That's the more it seems to be saying. Some more answers. Emo, it must be her mace. Shebachai margish bismal. A person who's alive and he has dead skin, he has a callus or a wound, he has which develops like a layer of skin for protection, so that skin doesn't feel if it gets cut. Okay, so that's Megillah's times. The Morris says a further story with Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gorin.
Do we know when roughly the writer of the Megillas
Well, we do, because it was Beishamay and Basilo were in his time, because in his they came to visit him, and Beishamay was Rav Basilo, and so it has to be somewhere in the period of the last 100 years of Bayish Rishon. Since Hillel's Nesias started 100 years before the Churban Abayis. Amar Bihud Marab, Baram Zocher Oysahu Ish Latoiv, Chananya Ben Chizkiya Shmoy. However, we have to remember this person especially, who was it, Chananya Ben Chizkiya? Why? Shemolei Hu Nignaz Sefer Yecheskel. Had not been for him, Sefer Yecheskel would have been put in Geniza, they would have hidden it. Because there were points in the Psukim over there which contradicted the Torah.
The
Kohanim? Yeah, right. There's halachas over there which are not the way the Torah writes them. And they were contemplating putting the Sefer in Geniza. So what happened? Mel also, what did he do? Hello, like Gimel Meyus Garbi Shemin. They brought up to him into his aliyah. He went into seclusion. They brought in 300 barrels worth of oil to have a lamp to, you know, fuel for the lamps. And he sat there day and night. He worked through each one of all of the steers to explain them. We don't know if he ended up using all 300 barrels, how long it took him. But he was committed to be there as long as necessary.
Do we have his kashrus on?
Rashi, we have some of them. And the assumption, I think, is that the various different gemaras which talk about different things, more menachos, more zvachim, talk about different steers. We're assuming that those answers are his answers. Ketzi Rashi. Megillas Tainus. It's about nine lines after the Gemara starts. The Gemara and the Rashi starts. Megillas Tainus. Why was it called Megillas Tainus? Why is it called a Megillah? The fee. Shashar called Mishno Brysa. Lohayukos Ksuvin. Dasha Lakasim. Nothing was written. Everything was Balpat. Mizu Nichtava. It was written. The Zichron. To remind them, it was a list of the days which are Asur B'tainus. So that wasn't like your regular Torah Shabbat Peh, in the sense it wasn't darshing anything, it was a list of days. So they wrote it. Fechnikr Megillah, Shekosim Megillah Sefer. So it was written, they had a written list, therefore that was always referred to as Megillah B'tainus. They were mechaber of the fact that they were saved from the soros, and therefore the nes that they were saved was important to them. The shivcha shel Kadosh Baruch Hu as a praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, kashim imen nes lasos and yamtiv. They made a yamtiv kigoyin ilan yamin deloy lemisana behind. And there was two levels of. There was some which they would just not fast on, and some they would not fast and they wouldn't say hespen on. So, those were the different types of Yom Tovim which are found in Megillas Tainus. And on Maspikim, Fisha Hintadiris, we're not going to have enough because they're constant. Lishachrida, Ein Anu Maspikim Melasis Yom Tibichoyot. Some people take out the words Lishachrida, if you look on the side, it says, and therefore, we can't make a yantav every day. Every day can't be a celebration for the things we're saved from. So that can be enough. We don't have enough time to make all these yantav. And shita nifka, and pegara, bo'olav. Nothing bad happens to a shait. Climber, why? And a makir, but he doesn't realize that he's getting a wound. Kach, many nisim happened to us, and we're not even aware. We don't understand the extent. Our understanding and intelligence is limited. We don't understand how bad it really was, and how much the nes, how valuable the nes was. Starts growing after a wound, after a burn. So that skin which starts building up that skin, and a margish beizmo kishachet kunoses, and they cut it away. It's dead. It doesn't feel the knife. Divrei Torah. Rashi gives an example. The guy says nevela treifa lo yochlu akhanim. Kahanim should not eat nevela treifa. Oh, Yisrael lo yochlu. It means Yisrael could eat nevela treifa. So that's one kasha. So the more answers that there was a havamina. That since you find that a kayan could eat maliko, which is really nevela, it's not a shkita, that the bayachat is oiv. It was processed not through shkita, but through maliko. So we have a havmina that a kayan can eat. Suppose it says a kayan can't eat, but obviously you still can't eat. Over kigoyin, chen taseh b'shivom b'chodesh. So Hechanir is Korban Zebatara. So it talks about on the 7th of the month of think it's Tumat Tishrei over there. So it says there was a mitzvah bringing a korban. There was no special korban mentioned on the seventh of the month of Tishrei. I think it's Tishrei. I'm not sure. So those were the there was other psukim like that also, which were problematic. I think there's another brisa which says there was 300 things which they found a steer between Yechiel. So I guess it's when you need 300 barrels of wine, 300 barrels of oil. Each kasha, he was planning to spend barrels worth of oil. Garvey is the more, it was, he needed it for the purpose of light, and the mazonos, and also to use his food. Darshan, he explained that, Kedashidim lehani kribim nochis, to mishum the ishtri malika b'chathas ha'oif, since chathas ha'oif, malika is matud the ishtri nevelu, so gabayu hutzuch lehazirim, amalika's kulin, the ishtri malika b'chathas ha'oif gabayu, there's a hetzer for kahanim, of Malika. Hutzuch lazirim al Malika schulin she nevela. So he has to say, but however, you Kohen may eat nevela through Malika, but you cannot do it by chulin. Okay. Shmuel also number goes to Rabbi Yoim. Manina, what are these? What are the 18 things? Manina Shmuel also number. What are the 18 things? It's not. So we're going to give the list. The Mor is going to do the list somewhat piecemeal. It's going to do the first set, which might add up to about 9. The Mor is going to bring in and talk about them, and the Mor is going to throw in some other ones as it goes along. So the first set, or with the cutters which they made, about certain things which it's not able personally as a truma. These are the things which make Shum apostle. Chazal were geyser that they make Shum apostle. In other words, they gave him a din of a sheni, and a sheni makes a shlishi, so that the truma is not tame, that it can be metame something else. It doesn't become a rishon or a sheni, it becomes a shlishi. Shlishi by truma is in itself is tame, but it can't be metame something else. So these things have a din of a sheni, and they're going to be metame, they make truma tame, make it possible. So number one is ha'oichol oichol rishon. The person eats food, which is a rishon, so he gets a din of a sheni, and he passes truma. Ha'oichol oichol sheni, a person eats food, which is a sheni, he gets a din of a sheni, and he passes truma. V'hashoysa mashkin tamei, a person who drinks liquid, which is tamei. The Mor doesn't refer to it as a rishon or a sheni because, in general, we gave a status of mashkin tamei. We always give a status like a rishon, but it makes him into a sheni and he can't eat truma. V'habo roshu v'rubo b'mayim shuvim, a person who puts his head under a flow, under somebody pours on him mayim shuvim. Water which has been drawn, which is possible for mikvah, and somebody pours, if he takes a shower, or he has somebody stand there pouring it on him, and v'tor shenafel al roshei v'rubay shloshim lugim lugim mayim shuvim, or even didn't happen intentionally, it happened without intent, just happened to fall on him. You know, he's walking down the street and somebody's pouring out the so that makes him tomei, and he cannot eat truma. He'll pass all truma.
As long as he's dripping wet, or until
he
goes to
the mikvah. The ha-sefer, the chavdal sifrei kodesh, hermetama, the truma, the ha-yadayim, and because our goes in Stam Yadayim Pasal Truma. V'hat Tzvul Yoyim, and the person is a Tzvul Yoyim. The more is later on they ask, Tzvul Yoyim is the Raisa. But Tzvul Yoyim is a person who was Tomei and goes to the Mikvah. So for the remainder of that day, his Tuma is downgraded, and he has a Locha. No matter what the Tuma, how he got the Tuma to start with, he's downgraded that his Locha is that he passes Truma only. V'ha'ichlim v'ha'kelim shenitimu b'mashke. So most tumas mashke is the rabbanon. They make, will now make a keli tome or an oichel tome. That keli or oichel, which is tome, will pass the truma. Okay, so that's the list.
So anytime any liquid, any mashke makes any keli tome, so it's impossible to drink tahara.
No, mashke tome. Sorry, didn't explain that. Okay. So that's the list. Let's see Rashi, and then we'll hope we'll have a chance to do a little bit of Gemara. Zok Rashi, Hoichel Oichel Rishon. Min HaTorah in Oichel Metamei Odom HaOichel. Food does not make a person Tomei. There's no dinner of a person with Mekabel Tumah from an Oichel, except Chutz Min Nevelos Oif Tor. The pasuk says a person eats in the bela an oif tor, which dies, a kosher bird which dies, and a person eats it, he becomes tameh. That's the only example you have of a food being a tameh person. It's not even by touching it; it's just by eating it.
In the bela
of an oif tor.
Okay.
Al nevelas behema. Even if a person eats in the veil of a behemoth, the loch is that's an avatuma, and it's not matame a person who oichle. Kedamer b'mesef this nida. Misha ein l'tuma. In other words, if he touches it, he becomes tame. If he eats it in such a way that without somebody sticks it down in the back of his throat, all there is achila. The achila alone will not be matame. By nevelas behemah. So the average case, when he eats it, he's touching it. But the point is that the chila doesn't create the tumah. Like the Moor says, Mishaen la tumah ela b'achilasa, that we learn, the pasuk refers to by nevelas of tor, it doesn't have regular tumah, and nevelas of tor, the loch is, if it touches the person, he's not tumah. The only tumah that has it is if somebody eats it. So, to exclude the male of the male behemoth, just as a zoo, sheesh la tuma kardim sheachilena, it has tuma beforehand. So that's true by eating in the vela kolshkein oichel rishon sheno avatuma, an oichel which is only a rishon la tuma, it's not an av itself. Should not make a person tome. Abel Hain Gozu, they made a Gzeira Bosa Yom, and that day, Kin Rafarish time, the Kamala, the more explained, the cool all of them, why they did it. Mishi'uran, Livsalasa Gviya, the amount that a person would have to eat of an Ochel Rishon or an Ochel Sheni to make the person the Tome, Gviya means the body, is Bechatzi Pras, it's a one half of the, if you take the loaf of bread which is used for an Erev, you take half of that, it's referred to as pras. That's pras meaning a part or a half. So this is a half of a pras. So it's a fourth of the shir Erev. So you understand that Mechlokes Rashi and Rambam, whether the shir we pass on the shir is either Vav Beyim or Ches Beyim. Rashi learns it's Ches Beyim, Rambam learns it's Vav Beyim. So half of that would be, Shir Pras is going to be Dalet Beyim or Gimel Beyim. So half of that will either be 2 Beyim or 1.5 Beyim. So it's either 1.5 or 2 Beyim. Perakim and Kippur. Really, some Chag is Tanoyim. And the Shal is how we pass them. We pass them, which time we pass them. Perakim and Kippur. That's more in Yuma. And of course, you remember that without any questions. Hasanami Amr. The more it throws in the phrase, "Hanaf the tumas kiviyah the lav the rice," that the tumah that the body gets the tumah through eating, that's not in the rice. Now, it's also even say for oruch, and the oruch it says, you're familiar with the oruch. Oruch was a lexicon, a dictionary, written by Reb Nosson from Rome. In the sometime in the I think it was the 10th century, the 900s. So it's before Rashi. And but what besides being a lexic, you know, just he didn't just translate words. So he would then explain Gemaras, you know, or explain points as he translated Gemaras and Gemara. There's a lot of different points in the Aruch, how he explains different things. So he says, Mashuna Tuma Zu Mituma Deraisa. Tumas Gevi is different than Tuma Deraisa. The Sagalo Batwilo the Tuma, you go to the mikveh and you're tor. So like boy hair of Shemesh. Normally, for a person who has a Tuma, so he goes for Truma, so as soon as he goes to the mikveh, the loch is for Kulan, he's no longer Tuma. For the purposes of Maaser Sheni, a person who's Tuma can't eat Maaser Sheni, he's not Tuma anymore. Truma, he has to wait till the sun sets. So he goes to the mikveh and the sun still has to set, and that's why it's referred to as Tful Yom. He was tovel that day, normally by a Tuma. But Tumas Gevia, Chazar Masakin, that was a Derabonon, once he goes to the mikveh, he's immediately tor, even for Truma. Like boy Harav Shemesh doesn't need the sun to set, the Tanya B'Sifri, and Oichel Oichlim Tumeyim, V'Lehashoysa, Mashkin Tumeyim, Tomei Tumas Erev. The Tuma doesn't continue to the evening. After the person would go to the mikvah, the person would go now, b'mayim shuvim, b'bayim. So if, at some time during that day, he now would take a shower. The Morrison said the problem was that their mikvahs were stagnant water, so they weren't necessarily the cleanest. So they started taking showers to wash themselves off afterwards, with mayim shuvim, which is obviously not mikvah water. And they started thinking that the main thing for the Tahara was the shower, not the mikvah. So Chazal said, when you go to take the shower, you're going to be tamei. So they got the picture that the main thing is not the shower. But they only asked it that day, yeah. Or lona metamei that day. But Tor, Gomer, Shinofal Rashi, or a person who's Tor, he didn't go to the mikvah, where it fell on him. Because the more that people would understand what's the difference between one and the other. The sefer called Kisvei HaKodesh, referring to Kisvei HaKodesh, term to be Mitzuvim, person Shumah B'Magon, just by touching they make the Shumah Pos. V'Yadayim Stomon, Kedem Tilos, and Stam Yadayim before you wash them, will pass the Shumah Tuyayim. The Kamen Parach, Tuyayim is the Midar Aisahu, Tuyayim is the Aisah. V'Aichlin, V'akelim shintum mashke, oichol and keli, which comes from the mashke, so will make truma possible. Come on, boil the morse. Ask exactly what's that referring to. Okay, so the more man tana, who's the tana which we just we said here that oichol rishon or oichol sheni has din of that it's pasul truma. He has a din of a sheni. So who is the Tana which holds man Tana oichel oichel rishon oichel oichel sheni mifsol pasli tumuye loy mitamu? Who is the Tana which says that when he eats an oichel rishon, he gets a din of a sheni, and he only makes truma pasul a shlishi, and not tame a sheni, which would then make a shlishi. In other words, we don't give him a din of a rishon, and therefore what he ate is a sheni. If it's a sheni, it can now be matama something else also. It can make a shlishi, the truma that he touches.
Does the concept of
a shlishi,
the truma, exist in the
Raisa?
Or is that
entirely by truma, it's the Raisa. By kulan, it doesn't really exist by kulan.
So it exists, but we're sort of applying it in some places that you're applying it in some places.
They're about it, right, apply. Correct.
Okay.
So who's the Tana? Actually, the more what, the Gemara in Sota we had in Sota, the more you know. Actually, wanted to know where what's the makor for it that creates the, such a thing as the din shlishi over there. But the more it's an offering possible. So who's the Tana? Which Amar Rabba Bar Bechonam? Who is the Tana which says that a person who eats an oichel rishon gets a din of a sheni and he makes only a shlishi? Is a Yeshua here? It's a Yeshua. Tana. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm Rabbi Eliezer, says, Oichel Oichel Rishon is a Rishon. person eats an ochel rishon is a rishon. Vayochel ochel sheni is a sheni. Veeats ochel shlishi, so then he's a shlishi, which is negayah for kachim, because kachim can become a revi. So if the person eats a shlishi, he gets a dinner of a shlishi, and now he can be metame kachim, make, or postal kachim, make it a revi. Okay. So Rabbi Lesser says, Rishon, Rishon, Sheni, Sheni. So obviously we're saying over here, he eats Oichel Rishon, he has dinner of a Sheni. It's not like you're not, well, yes, Rishon, Oichel Rishon, Oichel Sheni is Sheni. Person eats Oichel Rishon or Sheni, he gets a loch of a Sheni. So here we have the Tanna Bar Braisa, which says that Oichel Rishon has dinner of a Sheni, he's only a postal, not Matam. Now, he also says, person who eats a shlishi, so loch he gets a din of sheni l'kodesh, v'ein sheni l'truma. He does not get a din of a shlishi. He gets a din of a sheni, but only for kodeshim and not for truma. B'chulin shenaso al taris truma. This halacha, that we're talking about a person eats an oichel, lav davka is referring to that he eats truma, even talking about a Yisrael. So what's the case? So besides the din deraisa that truma can become tuma and become a shlishi, chazar masakin, because that there was people who referred to as prushim who were noted that they ate their chulin b'tahara. Some people took it a step further and ate their chulin, all the chulin they ate was Torah. Not only was it Torah based on the rules of Hilchus chulin being Torah, they were annoyed with it as if with the chumras of Taras Truma. That Truma can become a shlishi, so they were machmer and all of the chulin not to eat anything which had that Tahara. So that Hanhaga, Chazal came along and they gave it a status of that they approved through it, and they gave rules of how it works. So it became a din d'rabbanan. It wasn't something which you're mechuyev to do. A certain person would undertake to do, but he would undertake to do. It only worked along the rules, the lines of how Chazal masakin. For example, there's a mechuyev in the Gemara and Chulin. Is there such a thing as eating altaris kachin? The Gemara comes has a mechuyev to know him. It could be that a person wants to eat chulin on the same level of tahara of kachim, but the daito doesn't exist. It has no din tuma, because that wasn't something which was necessary to do. So he can be naiga, but won't have any help with tuma. Okay. Let's just, you know, we'll see the Gemara and we'll do the Rashi for tomorrow. The Gemara says, now why do you make this kaseira? My time goes Oichel Oichel Rishon, Oichel Sheni. That the loch he gets it, that he's tomei. My time goes to Bei Rabbon. Tuma. Why were Chazal masakin tuma by these things? Why does even the Oichel Oichel tomei? B'shalkum mashkin the tuma b'sharin the pumei. We're worried about a person eating. Oichel can't make a person tomei. The Raisa there's no except for the case of the Beilus of Tor. So what's the problem? The problem is when he's eating, if he's eating food which is tomei, and he's a kohen, and meanwhile he takes a drink, and the drink might be truma drink, some wine of truma. So the food in his mouth will make the drink tomei. You're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to eat truma which is tomei. So that's, you know, and then obviously the flip side is going to be, make it possible. So now the next case is Shoyse Mashkin Tomei, my time it goes a bit up on it. The person drinks Mashkin, which is Tomei, also makes him Tomei. Why? Because my goes very running tumor. The zimun the shasa mashkin tameyim. He's drinking mashk which is tummy. Mashakal oichel the truma b'shara the pumei. He might forget and put some food of truma in his mouth, Upasulahu. So Mora says, Haino Hak. So the Chorus, that's, you know, it's the same Gzeru. You know, obviously, the two different directions, it's the same Gzeru. Or says, no, Maru Tema, Hashkichi, Beholah Shkichi. A person who's eating takes a drink is a common thing. A person who was drinking didn't start eating in the middle. If you sat down to take a drink, you don't necessarily start eating. Whereas when you're eating, you take a drink. So I would think that's more of a concern. Commercial, they regards with both of them. So once they said the person who eats it is Tomei, so obviously he can't have any Truma, so he'll know that he can't drink Truma or eat Truma, and that's under those circumstances.